And on the first day of TVG means me. A dirty crack or dying of HIV.
You mean the war virus?
On the second day of TVG means me. Two sloppy comforts and a dirty TV. On the third day of TVG means me. Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts and a dirty crack.
I found out I was HIV positive because I took a damn AIDS test. Spur of the moment bullshit.
The fourth day of DVG meant to bled for me. Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts in the dirty crack on during HIV.
It's how it goes.
On the fifth day of DVG meant to bled for me. Five golden showers.
Yeah.
Four
dick and nuts.
Three two in the dirty crack or dying of HIV. On the sixth day of DV to Vincent played for me. Six recalculus you don't showers. Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts in the dirty crack or dying of HIV.
How it goes.
On the seventh day of DVG, Vincent played for me. Seven gainers gaining six recalculus U-tards. Five golden shoes. Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive sheets. Two sloppy gold. And a dirty crack or dream of a
gift. AIDS, I was talking about AIDS.
On the eighth day of DVG, Vincent played for me.
More creamy shit.
Eight pussies cream and seven gainers. Five golden showers. Four
sweet rectum.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts.
It's just a fun thing.
On the ninth day of DVG, Minton,
fuck yeah.
Nine baiters, baiting.
Penis.
Eight pussy screaming. Seven gators, gaining. Six recalculus, you talk.
What about
Joaquin? Five golden showers.
What a fuckhole.
Dick and nuts!
Three explosive shits! Two happy comforts! And a dirty crack or dying of HIV!
I just got my own life up.
And the tenth day of DVG means and give to me! Ten drinks of puke! Nine baiters baiting! Eight pussies screaming! Seven gainers gaining! Six recalculus U-tards! Five! Four!
Dick and nuts!
Three explosive shits!
The glamour, the glitter.
On the 11th day of TV, 11 sniff freaks, 10 drums of puke, 9 beaters, baiting, 10 pussies screaming, 7 gamers, gaming, 6 recalculus, you touch.
Use the fish pillow.
4
dick and nuts.
3 explosive shits. 2
how many people am I infecting?
On the 12th day of DVG, Vincent played for me. 12 fists of fist, 11 sniff freaks, sniffing, 10 drums of puke, 9 baiters, baiting,
8
pussies screaming, 7 baiters, gaining, 6 recalculus, you touch.
He's trying to hang a milk, Jimmy.
4
dick and nuts.
3 explosive shits, 2 sloppy comforts.
I am we Todd, the sofa king we Todd did.
What are you, retarded?
I am we Todd, the sofa king we Todd did.
I am a retard.
I am we Todd, did sofa king we Todd did.
Do retards ever really know they're retarded?
I am we Todd, did sofa king we Todd did.
Rape is like candy. It's easy to take from a retard.
I am we Todd, did sofa king we Todd did.
Yeah. Oh.
What a way to start the show after a week of being off. Hey guys,
little indigestion issues today. Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs. This right here is DV. Got a bunch of pumpkin seeds stuck in my mouth. I'm still chewing on. Oh, I love pumpkin seeds. They're delicious. I don't understand people that, take a pumpkin seed and break the shell open and just eat the seed inside the shell. You eat the whole thing, people. Come on. Man the fuck up. That's what I consider to be macho. A guy who eats the whole pumpkin seed. All right. This is not how I wanted to start the show. I've got a lot to say. Thank you so much to Paul from St. Paul for creating a Slovember-themed Distorted View intro. All those people saying, I am Sofa King, we taw dead, are his coworkers or old coworkers. He had them do the old Sofa King retarded bit and recorded it. We are now fast approaching Christmas. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I guess I did. I didn't go home this year. It's just too much. Like, I got Christmas coming up. I will spend Christmas with my family, but I'm not driving up 3 hours just to see my mom and sister. So I stayed down here in Columbus, and I am not a cook. I am not going to prepare a fucking turkey. So I went out to eat, and not a lot of restaurants are open on Thanksgiving, surprisingly. You know what I had? Ganoush by my niche, and tandoori chicken. And yeah, I ate Indian food, and not American Indian food. That would almost make sense on Thanksgiving. I mean, we took everything else from them. Why not their food? I'm talking about the fucking Indian, the real Indians. Those Indians. That was delicious. It stunk like fucking curry, and you know how I love that. And then later we went to a friend's house. At 8 o'clock, all these stores are now opening on Thanksgiving night, which is so annoying. But I guess it's better than getting up at, 3 in the morning the next day. So I went to Toys R Us. And keep in mind, I don't buy presents for anyone on Black Friday. These are all things for me. A little side note, I have got to apologize once again for my voice. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's so annoying. I don't know why I thought it would be a good idea to eat pumpkin seeds while the intro to the show. I guess because I was doing the stupid 12 Days of Distortion, and that's like 4 minutes long. So I thought, I could just enjoy my little snack while I listen to that. Bad idea. Now my voice is all gurgling and shit. I've got phlegm issues. It's a mess. I don't know why you listen to this program. But anyway, I was going to Toys R Us at 8 p.m. to buy video games for myself. And oh my god! People are nuts! I thought maybe there wouldn't be so many people. Because it is, after all, still Thanksgiving, and you might want to spend that time with your family. No, not anymore. We are a nation of fucking consumers. We live to spend money. And for the life of me, I don't know what these people were in line to buy. What deal was so great that they had to get in line for this? I guess I was part of the problem, too. But, by the way, when I went there to get the video games, no one was buying this shit. So the video game sale was not the big draw to Toys R Us. I don't know what the fuck they were selling, but people were going nuts. They had, like, Android tablets, but I think it was like a Kobe 4-inch tablet. I don't know. I can't figure out what it was that people were so excited about receiving. Regardless, I wanted one particular video game. That was the one video game that was out, so I waited in line. Oh, the line for Toys R Us, by the way, was wrapped around the fucking building, and I was stupid enough to it was a mess. I hated it so much, and so I didn't really go out the next day on Black Friday proper until later in the day, because I don't really care if I get a deal. By the way, if you go to Black Friday events, you're kind of retarded, because now everything is online. The same deals can be found at Best Buy, Walmart, what have you. And if you guys are participating in this Cyber Monday promotion, you guys are suckers, because there's no such thing as Cyber Monday anymore. Cyber Monday started many years ago when the internet e-commerce was trying to establish itself as a playa, right? And obviously they couldn't compete at the time with brick and mortar stores. So they said, all right, well, we'll have something on Monday. After the weekend, after all the sales or whatever, then people will go online and we'll have some other sales. Well, now, online retailers have their own Black Friday sales, and then they have something called Cyber Monday with the lesser sales. You're never going to find awesome deals on Cyber Monday, so just stop. Enough with the spending, people. Save your money. Oh, wait a second. Don't put away your purse or wallet yet. because on Saturday I had the brilliant idea to have my own Black Friday sale. You know, Tim Henson always late to the party on these things. I said, you know what? Why don't I offer, because I've never done this before, why don't I offer a deal on memberships? So I whipped up a quick page. You should see this HTML job I did. I found the first animated GIF I could find. I used some different color fonts. There's some Comic Sans involved. It was pretty much hand-coded because I wanted to do this real quickly. Like, so I created this HTML page where you guys could... it's a secret page that I link to on my Facebook and Twitter. It's really not much of a secret. But it's a page where you can click to receive a $50 yearly membership. Yes! Yearly memberships to The Sideshow are $66.99 for Black Friday, or what I dub Black Weekend, B-L-A-Q-U-E, Black Weekend. You could get a $50 yearly membership, and it automatically, you know, every year it auto-renews, and you'll be locked into that $50 price, so you'll get an awesome, amazing deal. And, you know, if you already have a membership and you want the new price, you can click on that deal. Sure, it's going to cost you a little more. I'm not giving any refunds, but, you know, next year you'll be locked into that $50 price. See what I'm saying? So if you bought a yearly for $66.99, you have to buy another yearly for $50. But then next year and every subsequent year, you'll only be paying $55 or $50, you see. That's an amazing deal. So I didn't have a chance to mention it on the podcast for a variety of reasons. The most important being I thought of this on Saturday morning. So I'm going to extend the offer just today. Until I post the show tomorrow, this deal will be going on. You know what I'm saying? Until Tuesday's show is posted, this Black Weekend deal is still going to be going on. Just go to distortiveview.com. Right on the main page, there's a link if you'd like a $50 yearly Sideshow membership. Incredible deal. Best Black Friday deal this year. Does that make sense? Did I make myself clear? If not, just go to distortiveview.com, click on the link and read. Just read the deal. I mean, come on. What are you, fucking morons? Oh, speaking of selling things, I'm always trying to come up with new ways to make money. And I realized one of the most valuable resources is my brain. All the stuff I come up with. My great ideas. And these aren't just, you know, my silly ideas for, restaurants for fat people, like Cankles and stuff like that. No, these are helpful ideas. Safety tips, for instance. Maybe you've just moved to a large city and you're living alone and you don't know anyone. How are you going to survive? Purchase Tim Henson's safety tips. I have a commercial here prepared for you. Please listen because it could save your life.
It's 2 a.m. and you got on the wrong subway in New York. It's dangerous. Someone may want to steal your iPod or purse. Have you ever been in a dangerous situation where your life is in jeopardy? Now, Distorted View presents Safety Tips with Tim Henson. Tim will teach you how to avoid a mugging or robbery. Technique 1. Pretend you don't speak the language.
No.
Give me your fucking money, bitch!
I don't know...
The language barrier may be your barrier from danger and your pathway to safety. Technique number 2. Pretend you're crazy. Quickly spit a little drool from your mouth and twitch a little. Make haunting noises. No one will take money from an insane person. Technique 3. Pretend you are a crazy dog. Just start barking at them. Show them your teeth and growl. You just have to be creative. If you're in a scary situation, you just amp up the crazy. If you're in a rape situation, then there's technique 4. Act retarded.
Baby, I'm gonna rape you. You're coming with me.
Okay, I'll come with you. I changed my underwear. I made a mess.
The rapist isn't gonna rape you with a shitty asshole. These are just some of the helpful techniques you'll learn from our new instructional DVD set, Safety Tips with Tim Henson. Stay safe with Tim.
Yeah, okay,
There you go, Tim Henson's safety tips for you. Hey, have you guys seen this show hosted by Steve-O called Killer Karaoke? They make people sing karaoke. And they do shit to them. Like, they drop snakes on their head, and they can't stop singing. If you stop singing, then you lose. And one of the
in one of the karaoke songs, they basically just tase a guy, right, over and over. They just shock him. So here he is. I think he's singing a Black Crowes song here. I don't know if you're familiar with the Black Crowes. I think they have two hits, right? She talks to angels or something, and then, baby, here I am, man. Here it is. It's that one.
Baby, here I am, I'm the man on the seat. I can't give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I've got some good old love, and I've got some fun score. And when I get to throwing it on, you got to come back for more. Girls are coming round and down by the dozen. That ain't nothing but distant love. Pretty little thing, let me light the chemicals. And mama, I'm so hard to handle now, it's a wrap.
All right, there you go. That is Killer Karaoke on True TV here in the States. And it's hosted by Jackass's very own Steve-O. It's good to see he's getting some work. Moving on, I've got a clip here that was originally posted on our Reddit, distortedview.reddit.com. If you're not a subscriber, make sure to head there right now. See what sort of sick shit our listeners are discovering and posting. Here's a guy. This is the type of sick shit our listeners are discovering. A guy getting his penis ironed. That's right. Like the kind of iron you would use on clothing to press it or whatever. So first you're going to hear the woman who's holding the iron steam his penis. You know, the little steam button on that. All right. Couple spritzes there. Get the wrinkles out of his penis. And then she's going to just apply that iron right on the cockhead. Poor bald guy. It's a very short clip. It's only like 9 seconds long. I'm sure that those 9 seconds, though, felt like a fucking eternity for the poor bald guy getting his cock ironed. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a clip here from California. This is a guy who basically just attended Black Friday to ridicule people in line. I think it's hilarious, although it's very heavy-handed. He calls these people zombies, and they're ruining Thanksgiving and all this other bullshit. Look, the stores can do whatever the fuck they want. They could open, you know, dinner time on Thanksgiving, or, you know, 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving, whatever they want to do. It's the dumb people who go there, you know what I mean? Like, you don't. If you don't want to participate, you don't have to, I guess. But this guy's very upset. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish with this.
It's zombies like you that are causing these poor retail workers to have to sacrifice their Thanksgiving to serve idiots like you. Half these people had to go to bed at 2 in the afternoon this morning so that they could come and wait on you, brain-dead zombies.
Yay, we are brain dead zombies. Go fuck yourself. A round of applause followed by go fuck yourself.
Okay, this is great. Look at this. We got a crowd of spectators here. This is the VIP line, the very intelligent person line, where these people are not shoppers. These people are here just like me to witness the madness. Spend money you don't have on stuff that you don't need, guys. Yeah, like, just get in there and buy some Chinese slave goods. Woo! The zombie apocalypse, yeah!
I wonder what kind of camcorder he's using. It's very nice, and it's recorded in 1080p HD, so I'm guessing it probably was made in China.
That's right. Don't worry about the Federal Reserve Bank printing money like it's going out of style. Don't worry about the Bilderberg Group. Go buy some new iPads. Go buy your new DVDs. You're the very most intelligent people that I've ever seen on planet Earth.
Well, they're not buying new DVDs. They're buying the ones that are probably like a dollar or two. Hence the reason why they're attending Black Friday. They're looking for deals. Like, I understand the reasoning, like, oh, you know, you people are supporting these stores that are opening at 8, and there are workers there who can't enjoy Thanksgiving with their families. But I don't understand this, like, yeah, buy more shit you can't afford. Well, they're buying shit because it's deeply discounted.
It's to watch The Walking Dead on AMC when we can come here and watch you guys live.
Can you do me a favor? And please don't disturb the crowd.
I'm not disturbing the crowd.
Okay, well, they're getting a little upset with some of the yelling. So we just need to
They're upset because they want to get in there and waste their money and go in deeper into debt.
I just need you to calm down and not yell and scream and upset the crowds.
Yeah, save that $20. Woo, that's a good waste of your time, spending hours in live to save $20. You guys are the most intelligent people I've ever seen.
Do you have to be ruined this career?
You guys are a shame to the human race.
What's the capacity here, officer? Do you know?
Sure.
You know the capacity?
No, I do not.
Are they going to limit the number of people that come in, or are they just going to let as many in?
Yes,
well, I mean, shouldn't the fire marshal and the police be concerned with how many people are crammed inside of a store like this when they're an unruly, drunk, zombie horde? You guys aren't here to limit the number of people that come in? I'm just curious. I think that's kind of irresponsible.
Yeah, this guy's just looking to stir up some shit.
Rack up some more credit card debt, guys. Don't worry about buying any gold or silver. Buy some more CDs and DVDs.
Oh, he's one of these guys. One of the gold and silver guys. Enough said. I know exactly where he's coming from now. From Cuckoo Land.
That's right. Don't worry about Amazon.com, where you could have bought the same stuff for cheaper last week. Just wait in line for hours and hours.
I'm not really sure where he's coming. He's all over the map here. Do you not want people to buy shit from China, or do you want people to buy stuff from Amazon.com, you know, online, where they're not supporting the stores in your area where people actually work?
Bunch of horde of zombies.
You know what I mean? Even though it is Best Buy, they do employ some people in your town.
Yeah. The zombie apocalypse has begun. Woo! Get your Chinese slave goods, guys.
Maybe I feel like you're, you know, kind of repeating yourself now with the whole zombie thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a good bit. It's a good chunk. But let's move on.
You could have done something good with your life instead of lining up at Best Buy. You zombie hordes. Bunch of brain dead, materialistic morons. Look at all these spectators here to watch how stupid you are. Who needs to watch the movie Idiocracy when we can come and watch it live here?
I want someone to come out and just scream, "Yeah, well, I got a copy of Turner and Hooch for $1.95. Who's the idiot now? Blu-ray, motherfucker."
I bet all your IQs combined isn't the IQ of an average 7-year-old.
I do hear someone in the background, "Dude, come on, man."
That's right. Go get that new cell phone. Whoa, there's a new thing in the market. It's called a cell phone. I've never heard of one before. I'm going to wait in line for 5 hours to go buy the newest one. Yeah.
Well, you should really be at the Apple store for that rant.
That's right. Rack up more credit card debt. Who cares about that? Whoa, yeah, okay. I need some new DVDs.
I hate this because I agree with a lot of what he's saying, but the way he says it makes me hate him.
I think that's about it for me, guys. I'm Mark Dice. You can find the video on YouTube later tonight.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. Just trying to get some likes on YouTube. You want people to see your stupid video. Why don't you pimp out your dumb Twitter name, huh? You want some followers, huh? Does that make you feel special? The more followers you get, Mark Dice. I could heckle this guy. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Gotta say thanks to Corey for coming up with that great bit I played, Tim Henson's safety advice. And also, the guy he found to do the voice is a fan of DV and But Fudge Sunday. He went on, some website where you can hire voice talent and just happened to run across a guy who was a fan. So I don't know if he wants me to use his name. It might not help his career at all. But thank you very much, sir, for all of that. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, now is probably the best time of the year to sign up. I told you about the amazing deal. Just go to distortedview.com, click on the link, become a yearly member. If not, you can also sign up for monthly memberships, and lifetime memberships are also available. Great time to sign up. Sign yourself up, and then buy your friend a lifetime membership for Christmas, for Crimbus. It's the reason Jesus Christ was born. There you go, superfreaksideshow.com. Last week did a bunch of Sideshow exclusive programs. Tomorrow we've got an extended show. Don't forget there's also thousands of shows and pieces of audio and video for you to download and enjoy, part of the archive. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, do you live in Germany? Are you like most Germans? Do you enjoy sauerkraut and sausage? Maybe you eat at a sausage house? Also, do you hate the Jews, like most Germans? And do you suck horse penises? If you do, one of those things is about to become illegal. Germany is poised to reinstate an old law banning sex. Yes, you can continue hating Jews. You just can't mention World War II. All right. Germany is poised to reinstate an old law banning sex with animals after a sharp rise in incidents of bestiality and even the pimping of farm animals. Yes. The country's parliament is due to debate changes to the National Animal Protection Code this week with the Agriculture Committee of the Bundestag, I don't know what any of those words meant, pledging fines of £20,000 for a first offense. Bestiality dropped off the statute books as a crime in 1969, but in recent years, incidents of it have mushroomed head. What? Mushroom head did, along with websites promoting it. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. There are even erotic zoos for perverts to visit and abuse animals, ranging from llamas, ooh, how exotic, to goats. Been there, done that. Hans Michael Goldman, chairman of the Agriculture Committee, said the government aimed to forbid... I love the idea of erotic zoos. Llamas wearing sexy lingerie. All right, Hans Michael Goldman said the government aimed to forbid using an animal for, quote, individual sex acts, so... Orgies are still a go. Individual sex acts and outlaw people pimping creatures to others for sexual use. But pro-zoophilia campaign group Zeta, Zoophile Committees to Tolerance and Enlightenment, that is not Zeta. That's Z-C-T-E. That is not, you know, Zeta are in all caps. So that would lead me to believe the Z would stand for something, the E would stand for something, but it's all mixed up. Doesn't make any sense, Germans. Chairman Michael Kiok says mere concepts of morality have no business being law. So, fuck you, you don't understand. Llama loving. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from the UK. A new student craze is set to be the new planking. Oh, no. You thought planking was stupid. How could it get even more ridiculous? Well, apparently a video of men pouring milk over their heads in public places has gone viral. Yes, milking is the new planking. The group is made up of students and... We need to get on board with this. Can we come up with a ridiculous new thing that stupid teenagers do? There's already been planking. Now there's milking, which is just pouring milk on your head. Call into the voicemail line if you can come up with something even more stupid. And then maybe I will do it. And we'll see if the video will go viral. This can only end horribly for me. The video became an instant... I will not blow a llama. I don't know if it's legal in Ohio. I need to see if there's any erotic zoos in Columbus. Jack Hanna's behind it. The video became an instant hit after it was uploaded on Monday night and has amassed nearly 30,000 views in less than a week. Is that considered viral? 30,000 views? I don't think so. The 2-minute 45 video shows no place is safe with milking spots, including outside pubs, in busy roundabouts, in a tree, and in the middle of the road. I could never participate in this because the milk would get in my mustache, in my beard, and then it would spoil, and I'd just smell my upper lip, and it would stink, and it would drive me crazy. Tom Morris, 22, who was behind the video, said, "We were just in our kitchen talking about doing it outside Starbucks and thought it would be really funny. We did that, uploaded the video to the Facebook, and got a load of likes. So then we thought, well, why not make a video?" Fellow milker George Hoyland said, "We didn't expect a reaction this large. The video was initially intended for our friends. The reactions have been very mixed. The puns people have posted have been great and caused a lot of laughter in our house." Student paper The Tab, Newcastle, reported that students in Nottingham and Sarnsister, I don't know where that's at, are all filming their own versions of milking as the trend spreads across the UK's Institution for Higher Education, proving just how stupid students really are. Mr. Hoyland said at least two videos have been made, one at prestigious Oxford University, and the group have been inundated with messages from others wanting to film their own milking videos. Why would you message them? Like, how do you do it? How do you make your own milking video? Give me some tip. You pour milk on your head. Go to the grocery store. Get a gallon of milk. Put it over your head and pour it on you. There's your milking video. All cities should be milked. We should start a revolution, said YouTube user Rodrigo Wrangel. Whilst Sam Smurfelt said, holy cow, man. Dairy, good video. Just semi-skimming YouTube when I found this. All right, you get the idea. So milking is a new thing out there. Disgusting. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Massachusetts here in the States. While a Dracut couple, is that how you pronounce that? Application to open a new daycare center is pending with the Massachusetts Department of Early Education and Care. A criminal defense attorney whose clients include sex offenders has complained to state and town officials that a child care business on the premises will conflict with his practice. Yeah, because, you know, sex offenders aren't allowed near schools and playgrounds and stuff like that. Could you imagine being a lawyer primarily for sex offenders? It's a niche. Attorney Roland Millard, a 16-year tenant of Pilgrim Place, an office building housing multiple commercial condominium units, contacted town manager Dennis Pindak last week to cite multiple objections to sharing the building with the daycare. I will hold the town liable should there be any adverse impact on my practice or to any of my clients. None of the clients think this is a great idea. It's a one-stop shop. I could go molest a child and then just, you know, walk on over to the next office and find myself some representation. All right, get myself an attorney. All right, I will hold the town liable should there be any adverse impact on my practice, blah, 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 blah. Countering Millard's argument, Arthur and Effie Kirokis, co-owners of the unit that would house the daycare center, said the lawyer's claim that his sex offender clients and children may interact is baseless. Effie said Millard's effort to block the rental is to settle a personal score. Kirokis, or whatever, said she was Millard's former legal secretary for 9 years, as well as his former landlord at Pilgrim Place for 15 years. Her employment and Millard's tenancy both ended badly in Millard's view. I don't understand what's going on here. Could someone explain this? Millard denied that personal animosity has anything to do with his objections to the daycare location. Public documents made available to the newspaper. Public documents released to the newspaper show the town recently issued Arthur Kirokis a change of use occupancy permit for the 700 square foot unit, which was previously occupied by an insurance agency. So this woman, I guess, worked for the sex offender lawyer. That would be a great drama on TNT or NBC. Coming this fall to NBC. Sex offender lawyer. All right, so yeah, this woman worked for him. It ended badly, their relationship. So now she's purchasing the unit next to him and is hiring a woman to basically run a daycare center. It's fantastic. All right, there you go. I can't read anymore because it's too wordy, and the story's not nearly as fun when you read it. I like the idea of it better. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is the part of the show where you get to talk to me. Very exciting today. I'm only going to take 6 calls. 6 lucky calls. Could you possibly be a winner? It's the game show where no one really wins. You get to hear me talk to you. Interacting with you. It's quite the honor. Talking to me, listening to me. Probably cutting you off, actually. I always do that. All right, let's see what's going on here. Yes.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
It's Melty.
Hi, Melty. You sound very gay today.
Hi, Tim.
Someone had a dick up their ass this weekend.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
It's I was listening to your show with my friend who used to work at McDonald's, and I just want her to say it instead of me.
The thing you said about the pictures with the cash register, they actually brought that back. So I guess people that use are still traveling.
So wait a second. So, okay, a couple days ago on the show, last week or a couple weeks ago or whatever, I was remembering back you know, at McDonald's, they would have, like, this flat-looking cash register. And instead of, you know, numbers, like a normal cash register, it would just have pictures. It would have, like, a picture of fries. So any fucking idiot, and there are a lot of idiots that work at McDonald's, could just simply press the button. You don't even know how to read. It's fine. They will hire you at McDonald's. So then they got rid of that. But now I know it by heart. Now, apparently, they have brought it back because the cash register system is simply too complex.
They actually brought that back.
Wow.
So I guess people's IQs are still dropping to work there.
I'm telling you, that movie, Idiocracy.
I just want to let you know that they're still doing that.
It's real and it's happening.
Yeah, it's back.
Retard future. Fuck monkey future. We have to be careful that we don't slip into the retard future.
Hey, Tim, you were talking about that kid who stole over $4,000 and spent it all on candy and how there was this other guy who worked with the kid to get the money.
Yeah.
Was that Arnie Lankman from the Special Ed Slowdown by any chance?
I like candy. Right, Arnie Lankman. What was his TV show, Hope for Another Day or This Special Life? One of the classic Distorted View sketches.
You have a text message from 6.
Oh, gee. Okay, I can't play that.
3, 3, 5, 9. Okay. Tim, working here, work.
What?
Five,
wait a second.
9.
Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Working here, work is fine. You ever heard of John LaJoy?
All right. I have. He does. Doesn't he do, like, little funny songs and stuff like that?
Okay. Hey, Tim, so do you remember me in here?
I don't know what that first part was. I think he was trying to say, hey, Tim, you fucking faggot. But I think he screwed up on the text message. Damn you, autocorrect!
Just wanted to say good job with the YouTube video on how to get the Sideshow feed on your...
Yes, I hope that helps, and I plan on doing one for Android as soon as I figure out how to get the podcast on Android. I know there are some apps. Beyond Pod, I think, is one of them. Dog Catcher is another one. I think you just download those apps and you enter the feed, and it'll ask you for your username and password. I think it's as easy as that, but I will look into it. And
podcast app, because that's really helped, so I don't have to, like,
yeah,
you know, manually input a bunch of stuff every time I want to listen to an episode.
Yeah, I think Apple updated their podcast app, so there's something. I think it used to say library, you know, like, you know, for your podcast, but now I don't think it says. I think it says catalog. I don't know what it says anymore. There's store and catalog, and I don't know, whatever. But you get the idea. Yes, caller. Just 8 seconds of nothing. Okay, someone butt-dialed me.
Hey, Tim, it's Lifetime Member Numeric. I'm calling in on the November 12th after hearing your show, and gotta say, you outdid yourself. It's one of the few shows
you've
ever made that I felt unable to actually eat during.
Oh,
so
it was particularly disgusting.
Congratulations on that.
I can't decide what I want this show to be. Should it be a show where you laugh or a show where you throw up?
So I know how you love the TLC, and I'm hoping you get this before the premiere.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the street that you're used to. Oh, not that TLC.
But they've got this new show called Extreme Cougar.
Rest in peace, Left Eye. Is she the one that died? Okay.
They've got this new show called Extreme Cougar Wives, all about young guys who are dating cougars.
Gross.
And I know how you always like to have guests on your show.
Yeah.
And I was just offering my services. I'm 22, and I'm dating a 47-year-old woman.
Oh, now that might be interesting. Okay, so you date cougars. How old did he say he was? He was 22, and he's dating a 47-year-old?
I'm 22, and I'm dating a 47-year-old woman. Just thought you might want to know.
Is she hitting menopause yet? Is she all dry down there? Do you have to use a lot of KY?
You always love interviewing the...
Is her pussy all crackly?
The weird people that...
There are tumbleweeds and stuff down there. Dry.
That should be on the TLC shows.
Very
and,
dry.
I'm not on Extreme Cougar Watch, but...
You're a fan. All right, I would love to talk to you. Please email me. We'll set something up. And finally today, freaks...
Hello, Timmy Boo, Haley's Comet calling up with a quick note about the freak who wants to help set up show notes for you. Oh, I'd like to point out that the other freaks have already put a lot of show note material together on
the Freakypedia. Yeah, I know. I have to. I try to say this a lot, but I guess I haven't done it recently. All you people have put in a lot of hard work on that Freakypedia. Thank you so much. I use Freakypedia, I think, more than anyone else. When I need to find a good Sextastic Tuesday story from the past, I don't have these. I don't have any fucking notes, really. So a lot of people have listed Sextastic Tuesdays from 2005 onward, so I can get an idea. And then if you click on a lot of them, you can get a description, and if there's anything noteworthy that happened, like, oh, you know, Tim talks like a girl, or, you know, I don't know, Transformer sex, Tim uses his robot voice, or, you know, whatever. So there's a lot of great articles up there. If you ever have a question, if you don't know, like, a reference, you know, if I, you know, when I say, and now I know it by heart. I'm always saying that, right? If you go to Freakypedia and type that in, chances are the retard PSA will pop up where that's from, with a little article accompanying it. So thank you, everyone, for all of your hard work. We had to shut down the Freakypedia wiki, basically, meaning that not you can't just go on there and start creating articles because there was a huge spam problem, and I don't know how to combat that. I tried adding, like, a verification thing where you have to do, like, a simple math problem, but these fucking spam bots are smart. They know math better than me, and they outsmarted me. So now we had to shut it down. So if you want to become a contributor to that, you can just email someone. I don't know. I think it's on the front page who you email or contact, and they will approve your membership or account or whatever. And you can update the Freakypedia, but there's a lot of great content up there. So go on, Haley.
For a lot of the older content, and we have, as a result of the work of all the freaks who've been contributing to that, have pretty exhaustive notes for a lot of the older shows. I think picking up again on paying attention to the Freakypedia can provide you a rich resource of material for adding show notes to the existing episodes.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a good way to start out. That's a good template to use. You know, if anyone wants to help out creating show notes, I think what we're going to do is just edit my posts on WordPress. So when you go on to storyview.com, you can see that I sort of have show notes. Basically, every episode is the same. It's like, hey, freaks, I have a great show for you. Sign up for the sideshow. And then it lists, like, the three news stories that I talk about. And there's some links and stuff to, like, Twitter and, you know, Facebook and shit like that, right? So below that, maybe we'll have a more comprehensive show notes where people, you know, people have used timestamps. Like, oh, at this time, Tim talks about this, plays this clip. There's links to stuff. So maybe we should use that as a template. I'm going to look into that a little bit more. But thank you very much, Haley's comment. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. You know, if you've got a link to some funny audio or video, we're wrapping up Slowvember. I'd love to play some more clips of The Unsavory. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Give me your fucking money, bitch.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. This is how we get new listeners. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. It takes just a second. Give us a 5-star rating. If you have a couple of minutes, just type out a quick review. If enough people do that, I believe Distorted View will become featured on the comedy section in the podcast directory over there on iTunes. So that's very cool. Another way we get new listeners. So do that for me. Would really appreciate it. And I will be back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
She's like a city. She's full of real dark places. Spend all your life and never see all her faces. She's something like Cincinnati. Suddenly cool and cat. She's got a soul to live. You swim out with her run around. She's full of real dark places. Spend all your life and never see all her faces. She's crazy in Cincinnati. Suddenly cool and cat. She's got your soul to live. You swim out with her. Beautiful, 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 beautiful day.